sure.
Are you going to be here? You're so unethical, you know, that's just like program. This is a good
one. Stop smoking. I'm holding on a sigil enough, kavav on an aleph. It seems like we're going to finish it seeing Rishonim. So we'll start it now. And maybe say some points on Mutziya, but even though the Maimon Koymis, it says to see the Aruch HaShabbos, it meant finish off the Rishonim, learn the sigil and assign it, and get a car next couple of days till Sunday. To start off, I'm going to mark them the sigil and to understand it. First, there are two separate sugyas. There's the sugya of Kilkel B'chavura and the sugya of Melacha She'in Tzrich B'mufay. Two separate sugyas. Rashi says they're totally separate. They depend upon one another. Now, to start with Melacha She'in Tzrich B'mufay, everyone's familiar with, Kiduah is Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what Melacha She'in Tzrich B'mufay is. Rabbi Shimon says, Potav Lasser, Midrabanan, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Yechayiv. Now where is this Reb Shimon and where is this Reb Yehuda? Where's the Bar Mokum with this Machlokes? So the Mishnah that Tzadik Gimel Omer Bei is the Mishnah discussing Moitzi Meis Bemito, that you want to take it outside, you don't want it inside the house, you don't want the Tum inside the house, taking it outside. The Gemara is Moitzi, even if you take it outside for Kfura, but you're taking it out. It says the Mishnah, the Lacha is that Yechayim. It says Reb Shimon, you're Potter. So you have a Tanakama versus Reb Shimon. What's the reason why Reb Shimon passes? Says Rashi, it's a melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufoy. The Tanakama says, hold, obviously not the way, hold melacha she'ein tzrich l'gufoy is chayya. Who is the Tanakama? Kalon Taisus on that Tzadik Daled, he says, brings a lie to it, this is the Behuda. There's no before Shira Behuda the Ark of Reb Shimon. Where is it? It's this Mishnah, Tanakama versus Reb Shimon. Usually the Stam person, Ark of Reb Shimon is a Behuda. Says Taisus in the first Mahalach, with my place, Behuda Reb Shimon. The Mishnah of Tzadik Gimel obeys. The fact that Tanakama says Yechayim, who is the Tanakama of the Yehuda? That touches his first Malach. The second Malach, it brings down for the Rashbo, that there's a Mishnah of Tzadik Gimel Aleph, talking about Mishi, Misham, Sheva, Dezara. And there it says Yechayim, even though it's Malach, She'in Tzrich L'Gufay. So the way we should say, first we have, where is the Makar for this Machlokes? It's Kiduah and Ganshas. Everyone agrees to the Machlokes. Where is the Makar? The Makar is the Mishnah of Tzadik Gimel, Tanakama versus Reb Shimon, Moitzi Meis. Reb Shimon says, you are a potter, and Yehuda says Yechayim. That's the makar for this machlokes. According to Reb Shimon, the melacha she'in tzrich l'gufay is potter. How Baker Roy Pleskin from the Paskin. What is the svara? What is the makar for this? So we have the makar for the Mishnah. And we did Reb Shimon again. We did the makar in the Torah. There's a Gemara in Chagiga on Mishnah, Daf Yudam and Aleph. The Mishnah of there says, Hilcha Shabbos, Chagiga is a milos, Hayim kahor mat pluyim v'sayro. It's like a mountain that's attached by a hero. It's hanging on a hero, or attached to it by a hero. That is not really the force in the Torah. In fact, the Gemara, Hilcha Shabbos, Michtav Tzivi, it says it 17 different times. Chotzaim says it 17 different times, Hilcha Shabbos in the Torah. So we tell me it's Pulim Basairos, the black one in the Torah. It says the Gemara, Lachifa Gon Kodro, Avav Apa the holds, Lachifa Gumo of Ein Tzach Lafari, the Loch is Potter. So with that, the fact that Mlocha Shein Zukla Gufa is Potter is Harmat Pulim Basairos, Harmat Pulim Basairos. Come on, the Gemara further says, that's good according to the Shimon, Mlocha Shein Zukla Gufa is Potter. However, according to Behuda, what are you going to say? And the Gemara, with a Behuda case of harm to Messiah, is a case of Kilkul, not a case of Tikkun. The Gemara says, fine, Mike's telling you it's Potter. It's nowhere before the Torah. There has to be Tluim Messiah. Where's the Sire? Where's the here that's being attached to the Torah? And the Gemara, you know where? Malach Machsheves. Says by the Mishkan, Malach Machsheves. We learn out the Malachas from the Mishkan. And since it's by the Mishkan, Pashas by Yaakov, says Malach Machsheves. Therefore, who demand the Torah? By Shabbos, also mean Malach Machsheves. Ad kan the Gemara. Now, shall us how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, first of all, Harm Pluim Basairo is what? Melacha She'in Tzrich L'Gufay. The Gemara says, according to Yehuda, it's Kelkola. Where is it? Pluim Melech Machsheves. Melech Machsheves is going back to Melacha She'in Tzrich L'Gufay. Well, Melech Machsheves is only going back in Kelkola. So, the way how Rashi and Taisha read the Sugya is very clear, is the Ptua from Melech Machsheves is going back to Melacha She'in Tzrich L'Gufay. And you read Rashi, that's how the Gimel and Beis by the Mishnah, by Reb Shimon, it says, Amaiti Mesis Potter, it says Rashi, you know why? Lav Malach Nachshevesi. Rashi is the Ptur, the Marmok of this Mishnah, the Ptur of Shimon is Malach Nachsheves. And if you look at the Rabban, and the Sergio brings it down, the Rabban by Osn Dafkova says, the Ptur of Malach Shein Tzrich Lugufoi is Malach Nachsheves. That's how the Mishnah grew up, Paskin, and Simon Shinta Zayin, it brings down, what is the Ptur is Malach Nachsheves. So we have one Mahalach, where is the Ptur, the Pash of the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos, Rabban by Sugya, Mishavua says Malach Nachsheves. However, Tzad Hashem, there's a second way to read the Gemara. Tosfos in Yumo says that Pshan really Pshimin holds that there is a Malach Nachsheves, but Malach Nachsheves in Tzrich Lugufay. It is Malach Nachsheves, so why you Potter? As we do me in the Mishkan. And since in this is not the way it was done in the Mishkan, next to the Malach and Machshavet to make it look higher for it. The Ptur is not Malach Malach Nachsheves, he has a Kasher, Pshimin does not need Malach Nachsheves for certain cases. You want to say, where is the Ptur? Not Malach Nachsheves. The Ptur is where? It has to be like the Mishkan. The all Malach is going out from the Mishkan. It has to be the Malach of the Mishkan, not Malach of the Mishkan. They would not necessarily get a Malach. The Nesivus, the Nesivus of Mishpot, and Ksubus and Avog, as a Pirish Beis Yaakov and Ksubus, it brings down that, I tell me, it brings down the Gemara in the Chagigah and says, no, the Shevin Gemara, where the Malach is, Fakert, the reason why it's Potter, going to this, to be the Mishkan. So the stifling Ksubus and the Simadalad, he said, the mice is not the Pasha of the Sugyo. He said, the way how you carry the Sugyo in Chagigo, Malach Machshev is going back on Kilkel. It's not going back on Malach Hashem Tzuch Lugufoy. The Gemara has two statements. Malach Hashem Tzuch Lugufoy, that's what Shimon Harim Pluim Messiah. The Gemara says, Kilkel Harim Pluim Messiah. The Gemara Malach Machshev is. So his disciple must be the Sivus Lord who's going back on Kilkel and not Malach Hashem Tzuch Lugufoy. However, the disciple is Mamshech, that's not the Pashtis, that's not Rashi and Pekis, that's not the Rita of the Sugyo. And therefore he ends off, like the Mishnah Berurah, that the Ptur is out from Lach Machsheves. So it comes out first, where's the Ma'am, welcome to the Machlokes, the Makor, is the Mishnah of Sadak Gimel. Where's the Makor in the Torah of Pashtis, the Makor, Malach Hashem into Lufoy, is Mitzan Malach Machsheves. It's not a Malach that's Choshev, therefore it's Potter, Mina Torah. That's the period of Shimon. What does the Yehuda hold? Yehuda holds Malach Hashem into Lufoy, the Loch is Chayev. He doesn't hold the Malach Machsheves. He doesn't hold of it. So is Pshat he doesn't hold the Malach Machsheves, therefore Yechayev? Or Pshat is, or he can say more, that the fact of doing the Malach that is the Malach Machsheves. Or do you say Pshat and Behud is, Chu, Achay for Gumoy, that's, he has no kavanah for the Gumoy, for the whole. But Ein Tzarach Lafaroi, Maisi needs the offer. The fact that he needs the offer that gives him the Malach Machsheves. He has Machsheves somewhere. He has the Machsheves either in the Gumoy, or he has that Machsheves in the offer. He did not have the machshava specifically in the malacha. What is pshat in Yehuda? So b'chon in the end of Beitzel, he clears the shaila. What's the story of Rabbi Yehuda? And the way how Rashi in Daflam Alpha on Beit Baros says very clearly, the story of Rabbi Yehuda is they have malach machshavas in the other thing. Rabbi Shimon says achoy v'gumah ben sech lafar is not malach machshavas. Why? Because in the malacha not malach machshavas. Rabbi Yehuda looks at what at malach machem, and therefore vade Rabbi Yehuda holding the malach machshavas. We're in something else. In something else. Therefore, Rashi is very clear, Tosfos and Ramban, then it seems to be very clear that he's so Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees with Malach Machsheves. And if there is a Ptur Malach Machsheves, except there is no Ptur Malach Machsheves over here. The fact that the Mokum Acher you wanted the offer, that is Malach Machsheves. You can either have the Malach Machsheves inside the Malach of the Gumo, or inside the offer, that itself is enough. So, Sai B'Shim inside Rabbi Yehuda holds you need Malach Machsheves. This is what Shimon says, Malach Machsheves in the Gufa Dover, and the Yehuda holds Malach Machsheves in something else. We should lead to Shiloh that I'm going to discuss. Achoy for Guma. Let's say you don't need either one. Someone told you, dig a hole. Why? Not for the offer, not for the hole. Either one. What's going to be the Malach of Fear of Yehuda? What's going to be the Malach of Fear of Shimon? They come along in Taino and say, that if you go these sites, your boy like Rashi, is that it gives you Malach Machsheves who want the offer. If you want neither one, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that what's the Lacha? It's be a Malach Hashem Tzrich Lugufoy. And it'll be Potter. That means even though everyone says Malach Hashem Tzrich Lugufoy according to Yehuda's Chayiv, it's only because you have the Machshava on the offer. That gives you the Malach Machsheves. But let's say you have no Machshava not on the offer, and not on the Gufa, you have a Chsar of Malach Machsheves. And even Rabbi Yehuda will be Potter, feed the Mahalach and Rashi. And there's a Mavur Shulchan Aruch around that way. He says when someone has tit on himself at Tziyavesh, and comes to the Taishkutu and might not take off his baggage, he says, even according to Yehuda, says, Malach Hashem Tzrich Lugufoy is Chayiv. He'll be Potter, because he might say, there's nothing you want me to have the offer. You don't want the dirt at all. Therefore, even according to Yehuda, be a case of Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufay. That's what they want to title for Rashi, and that's back black and white grass. The Kasha l'chor is against the Gemara and Chagigo. The Gemara is saying, we just now found the case according to Yehuda that Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufay is proper. Why don't we need the offer? We don't need the Gemara. The Gemara Chagigo says again, what is the case of Hamshkoli b'sayro? What is the case? According to Shimon, I found your case Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufay. According to Yehuda, we can't find the case. It might must be a case of Kilkel. We just found a very good case. We found a case, only the offer, and only the gumor. I found a case. The pasuk of the gumor still does not sound that way. Unless the gumor says it's fine, it's very hard to be part of the sasik or kilkul or some other reason. Maybe you have another way to learn the gumor. The pasuk of the gumor said, I cannot find a case.
I cannot be
kilkul. Oh, so then you allow the shayla, first of all, what are all kilkul habur, and then you allow the shayla, let's say the entire but not kilkul. You get a lot of numerous shaylas. Could be that's good goofy gumor's teretz, but you have to deal with it. Is it that the Gemara doesn't deal Kenzai? If I'm a Kenzai, I mean, that's the answer for this. But the Pasha's reading of the Gemara sounds like there's no such case. That's the Pasha's reading of the Gemara. And there's a Rameir, because there's a Moshe Gazis, at the beginning of by us, that he said that Echlam, according to Yehuda, is Mlocha Oshay and Shimu Rufoi, Light Shafla Ophel, Light Shafla Guma, Echlam Yichai. He says that. He might have done it. Yachai. Yachai, according to Yehuda. Not like this Malach. He says black and white. Even according to Yehuda, do not need the Ophel, not need the Guma, still Yachai. But Meisner again, a piece of Svara of Rashi, and the grass is black and white. Not the way they said it. According to Yehuda, the Sayyid Shabbai is in the Makshava somewhere, signed up inside the Gumun, neither one of the Potter. But this is to switch the tables around, let's do it the other way around. According to Yom Shimon, Yom Shimon holds Mlocha Shein, Tzvi Lagufay is Potter. Potter. Achay for Gumov Ein Sach Lafar is Potter. According to Yom Shimon, you don't need the offer, and you don't need the Gumun, you don't need either one. What does Yom Shimon hold? So they come along and tell me, Koshkin is Potter. Koshkin is Potter. That's a Svara. Come on, which was a deshin and chelik al simin samach dalin, brought down by the Mogavam by Boina, by simin shin yudal tefkon hay. Things that Shumas Deshin says, according to Shimon, achoyf and gumo yvloitzach achol etach gumo was alocha yichayev. Hey, according to Shimon, you don't need either one yichayev. In fact, the Mogavam tmiya gedola kol shkein should be potter. Mogavam and the guy over there, they quote the Shumas Deshin and they say it's the tmiya how the world can be chayev, why they should be potter. What's Pshat and Trumas and Dershin? So they want to answer the Pshat Chedushay Ram by Osn Dav Kavav. What's he said according to Pshat Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufay is potter? So of course, if you do the Malacha, it's by Pagumah, why is it potter? Come on the Chedushay Ram, he wants to tell you, the fact that I want the offer, the more I want the offer, the less is Messiachas to me the Malacha of the Gumah. The fact that I want the offer takes away the pool of the Chshivas of Malacha of Shevas inside the Gumah. And he goes on further, the more I want something else, the less I have the Malacha. Achay Pagumah, but I want the offer. I don't want the Gumo. It shows I don't want the Gumo. Therefore, the one title, unless I don't want the offer, I don't want the Gumo, according to Shimon. Neither one does not knock away my Malach, according to Shimon, I'll be Chayiv. So what is it?
What?
Obsecration, that's it, yeah. No, it's not in Miskavit, it's Miskavit. I'm doing the Malach with circles, sorry. Circles are doing Malach. It's Malach, Machshev, and Machshev do Malach. The fact that I'm doing for the offer that takes away the malacha. I'm here, I'm doing for no reason. The guy told me to be dog, good dog. I don't need to tell who cares about Kavanah? I'm doing the malacha. We have to be filled with the MSK and malacha. So of course, I'm doing the malacha. I've come one for the malacha. I'm coming to dig a bar. Dig a bar is a malacha. The Bible is first of Fuchos. It comes out. Achay for Guma, loy tach, loy ofo, loy, the Guma. According to Shimon, it'll be Chayyid, according to Yehuda, it'll be Potter. Mamas, switch the whole thing around. Mamas, we say, Yehuda, all the Shimon, it'll be Chayyid, Shimon, Potter. But we don't need the offer, not the Gumor. You can ask for us to switch it all around, and Yehuda will hold what? It'll be Potter. And Shimon will hold Chayyid. Of course, it's not Tully's at the mask. We can say, you're the both Chayyid. Sorry? Because there's no Machshava anyway, there's no here or there. You might shove somewhere, you're not makshava, you don't have to go. Right? Imam is switched them both around. Now again, the two swords, the opposite swords, the swords of Vuchais. Maybe you would hold of one, Shimon hold the other. Come out, when you don't need the offer, not in the Gumo, if Shimon holds the guy, you don't hold the water. These are things to think about. What? You have to take your Makal. Again, you have to take your Kilkul Kabur is Chayv, so we won't have a problem with Kilkul. Let's say you hold something parvah next to the Kilkul, something is parvah. Let's say the ground and the hole doesn't make a difference. Again, well, one big graph replaces that. Kilkul and Sparvus to the case of Kilkul. We discussed by the story of Kilkul. Well, you have to take care of Kilkul, mask him. But Sav, personally, Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufay, but Sav, that per se, you can switch the Sforas around. That'll be nafkamina. What the svara is, nafkamina when it's not nafkah the offer, nafkah the guma. So again, so the halach is, the makar for this is the mission of Rabbi Yehuda b'Shimon nafkah the gimel, and the makar in the Torah is nachmal shevis, and therefore the avon behind nachmal shevis is one avon you can say is mitzad, the offer somewhere else next to wait the malacha, that's the shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the nachmal shevis you get from the offer. Therefore come out, the nafkah will be, what happens, you don't want the offer, you don't want the guma. That's mitzad the makar of the sugin of avon behind my plagues. Now what's the ma'is of the halacha? How do we pass in Rabbi Yehuda, or do we pass in Rabbi Shimon? So it's kiddua. It's known the Rambam Shito Shabbos and Perek Alpha Lachan Zayin. He brings down that Malacha Shein Tzuch LeGufa and Ma'ase is Chayiv. He passes as Chayiv, and the Ari Rishonim go that way. The Zireim that way. The Zirekeiach. The Chayim. The Peinu Prachah. The whole Pachas is five. Rishonim passing this way, and this is interesting. A Shalom Meishim and Tshuva that tells you passing this way. Fine. Ma'ase, we have five Rishonim this way. However, the Mafarshim bring down the Laskel Meshulorah Meshavu Ba'oid Al Rabba. They write very poiskim Rishonim hold against the Rambam. Now, so I'm quoting them, I mean the Ramban, right? At least 25 different Rishonim, all this way. So I would say, right, with the Potter's odds 5 to 1. So the Maisa, there is right Rishonim, all the Melacha She'en Tzuchel Gufa is Potter. And the Maisa among the Paiskim, the Ikid the Paiskim, they pass in this way. We pass Kim Melacha She'en Tzuchel Gufa is Potter, Avalasar. However, the Dasan Mechaber and others seem to be a little bit confusing. The Svar Shabbat and the Mechaber Kiddua, how does he pass him? He always takes the big three, that's the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rif. He says, whatever the big three pass him, I'll follow like, or I have to go up to two out of three. So how does the Rambam pass him? The Rambam over here pass him Chayiv. How does the Rif pass him? The Rishayim argue what the Rif holds. It's not clear what the Rif holds. The Rishayim does not exactly have what the Rif holds. How does the Rosh pass him? The Rosh Ma'is is very interesting. When the Mishavua and Simon Shinya test brings down who is the man Malkul, the Malkul in Tzuchel Gufa is Potter, it brings down the Rosh. I looked around, I cannot find any Rosh before that way. Every time when he says this, he's bringing down others. There's a the Rosh brought down either Mechayus or the Rosh brought down the Mila. He's bringing down other Rishonim, not he himself. Now, for me, it wasn't clear. The Bialokha says the Rosh holds the Ma'is as Potter. So we have a Rambam holds Chayiv, a Rosh holds Potter, and the Rif is not clear. So how should the Mechava Paskin? Should be Choshish L'chal HaPotter for the Rambam Mishito. You should be choishes. And therefore when Simon Shinta Zayin, by the case of Tzedo, it brings down, the first Shita brings down is the Rosh Shita that holds his potter. And the second Shita, Belosh Yesh Omer, brings down the Rambam. He sounds like he's choishes. Even more so, beginning of Simon Shin Mem, discusses the idea of being gazes. Someone who takes a haircut, who cuts off the nails, the mission that's like Dalal and Beis, the mission over there says, if you cut off the nails, the Machlokes is Loza and the Chomim is a potter or is it Chayiv. The Gemara goes on explaining that biyads machlekes bekli lekuli amal eschayim. You take a haircut on Shabbos, you cut off your nails on Shabbos, or your beard, or your talking, all those cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says yechayiv. Why yechayiv? It's lo chashin tzrich legufoy. No one wants the nails to be used for something. They're burning it, throwing out. Everyone says chasidim or tzaddikim. Or we take it here, we throw it out. It's lo chashin tzrich legufoy. The case in the Mishkan was. When the Gaises, they wanted the hair for the wool. They wanted the wool. So the tzarech was for the wool. Why in the world over here is it, why chayif was it? Malchus she'in tzrich legufoy. Says Taisus on the Tzal Dalal Beis, you know why? Ech lam it's a Yehuda Shito. The reason why a Gaises, if chayif on Shabbos, chayif is a Yehuda. If you go like a Shimon, get it taken a haircut on Shabbos, potter of a loser. Come on, the Mechaber in Simon Shin Mem Sefalov says, a Gaises, what's a locha? You chayif on Shabbos, chayif. Frech the Mogan Avram, why Chayiv? It's a Malacha Hashem Tzuch Legufa, you are the Mechaber, why are you saying Chayiv for? So Mogan Avram has a pelda guitarist, you know why? Because he wanted the nails to use his nails for something. He wanted the hair to make a shekel out of it. He wanted it. Mishavua says, the Pesach says, Doich Amoy, that's the case. That's the case. Says the guy, you know why? Mechaber passed like it's Chayiv for Yehuda. Mechaber she does Chayiv for Yehuda. That's Pshat how the Goyin says, not Mishavua how the Goyin answers. So we see there are times, and you learn Hokul Shabbos, the Mechaber numerous times always brings down the Rambam, he's his Choshish for it, who brings down Belosh Yesh Oimim, and it's very good, because the Rambam is Machmer, the Rosh, maybe he's Mekel, and the Rif's not clear. Therefore the Mechaber, the Maaseh should be Machmer.
The Maaseh, it's not
Stam Achakyesh,
it's not
the
Sid, but the
Daf Mechaber
is...
It's Choshish, I said Choshish.
But people only pass
it on. There's a Machlekes when they have a Stam Achakyesh, Machlekes is Nei Svad, really, but Nei Ashkenaz, also Pshad Mechaber, If you want the Yehiyah verse and the Arlatin, they have 30 pages against each other. What the klal is? Is the klal is but etzim is being makel and this toiv to be choshish. But again, etzim being machmen the mokum hefsim ruba or toiv kodu can be makel. Even the Bnei Svan have an argument with the Mechaber holds. So I said choshish. Choshish you can learn either way you want to read it.
But it's
moded
the
ikushita.
But I'm saying over here, but the Gaon, that's a good sense.
That means the Gaon understood. He's really
mask
it.
Like,
that's it. It's the Batsim Kasha. I'm asking the Sol to Kasha.
He's not even sure. I'm
just pointing out to be a Choshish. Believe me, the power of Allah, Choshish can do it in different ways. And might even the Bnei Svar and the Svar would be over down there. Might say that make all this. They'd be passing the Kula. But they have to answer also what the Mechaber holds. Maybe they argue with the Mechaber. Other Bnei Svar would make all. But my said, Bnei Ashkenaz certainly hold Rabbi Yishonim is part of a lawsuit. The Bnei Svad, the Mechab is Choshish. We the people go on every single time, it always seems to be Choshish. Whenever you get to Baal Negev, from Lachosh, it's a Merufay, you're always being down. However, you also know it's a Rambam, and therefore, that's been Mitzar from the Chumra. Fine, that's the people go on, and the Meisah, the Mechab sounds like it's always being Choshish. Now, so it comes out in Meisah, we paskin that Lachosh, it's a Merufay, we will quote, that we all part of a lawsuit. Now, however, even though we have klolim in the Rabbanans, that the Rabbanans have certain kulas, however, come along the Mishnah Berurah and the Magar Avraham, and Simon Reish Ayin Ches, and says, this halacha of the Rabbanan, it has a klal of a deraisa. It would be much more machman than all the Rabbanans, because the svar is very simple, so close to you're doing the malacha. Better you are doing the malacha. Except, you're looking for the wrong reason, or a different reason. Therefore, since as a tzad chiv l'kulei alma, tzad chiv kondem b'yudah yechayev, kondem b'shirin potter, the melachas of Shabbat is a tzad chiv, therefore will not have the kulas of the Rabbanon. One of the kulas, for example, in Simon Shimon and Beis is brought down that ben ha-shmoshes yilad do the Rabbanons. Why do the Rabbanons? Now, I even kabbal Shabbos, fine, the Pirgon, the Shabbos, Kasher, and the Kabbal is now the Reis. The Maisa, the halach is ben ha-shmoshes yilad do nis the Rabbanon. Says the Mishnah Brura, except for l'chol shein tzuri l'chol. Why it's not a cloud up on it's a cloud of the rice, so it's much more comedic. A second example, by Khalish in by Sakono. We are Makel on certain Rabbanon, especially maybe even Bashino, we're Makel. Come along with Mishnah Brua and Shimon Reishai Nechas and says, put out a ner, to put the switch to extinguish a light, to turn out electricity, before it's a case of Kivoy. Of a Mlacha Shein Tzichel Gufoy, no one wants to fill them in, and no one wants the charcoal. It's Mlacha Shein Tzichel Gufoy, let's be Makel of Khalish in by Sakono. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, the Maaseh would be Machmer because it's Klal of a Deraiso. Unless it has extreme circumstances, but Klali, as he says, you have to be Machmer. Another case, Mokhm Hefzid, we tell Goyim to do a case of Rabbanon, the Machabin Simich and Zayin Tzifei. Now, let's say there's a fire in your house, and you want them to extinguish the fire of your house that's burning down. No one there wants to charcoal, no one wants to filament over there. It's a Mlacha Shein Tzrikul Agufoy. The Lachan Simich Shinla Madal, you say, Kol Machaba Eina Masid. Why can't say straight out? It's a Mlacha Shein Tzrichel Gufoy. It's a Din Rabbanon for Mokum Hesed. Go tell the Goy, go extinguish it. It says why? It says based upon the Ran. The Ran says, you know why? Because the Etzim is a Tzad Chiyel Kuli Yama as a Klal of a Deraiso. The if you can only come along and say, but Mokum Kivoy, call Mokab, in a Mavsid.
It wasn't, that's okay at all in the Ran.
Whether it's the Ram
go back on
Yisrael
or a
Goy,
Rebbe
Kivay, or Negev, or other. I'm just saying, oh, the Mishra brought down the Ran. You're fine. I know this. I'm saying cases where we see this Klal. Maskim, there are two ways. The Ran itself has two truths. Fine, the two to Malcolm. This the Ran certainly has Malak and the Mishnah brings it down.
No, it's higher than the Ran.
The Mishnah brings it down.
The Mishnah Brewer says you gotta cut by a lady going to make me all that ass. To cut the Mishnah Brewer. He's made by Malcolm's really good.
Now, we're just speaking about Mokhamis, we see this more Mokhamitic. That means when it comes to this Klal, you have to work out every case. No, you can't. People think, no, we have certain Klal, we'll be Mekel. I finish Moshe, the Rabbanon will be Mekel. By Klosheh, the Rabbanon will be Mekel. Can't be that way. You have to know. By Klosheh, it's going to be a lot of times we have the Klal of a Deraiso. Another case where the Archa Shabbat brings down, the case of Kovan Abriyas, that's what seems to be a Gemara that way. Well, let's say a mace is in the house, you take him out to the Carmelist or Carmelist to Yishus Yavim. The Gemara says from a Carmelist he can, however from a Yishus Yavim he can't. A Yishus Yavim, taking out a mace, and the Melacha Shein Tzuch Lugufay. That's the Mishnah, that's the Shimon. Why can you ask Kovan Abriyas take out the mace? Why? The Torah says, because that's a Klal of a Deraisa, and therefore will be Machla, taking it from a Yishus Yavim to Yishus Yavim. The Carmelist will be Mekel. So even though we paskin the ikla gray paskin and we're showing them as a dinner pot of a loss, then you're a bonon, but peklolius as a klal of a deraiso. And again, not all cases, like you said by the case of Tipa 9, but peklolius as a klal of a deraiso. That's been telling Malacha. The Maisa, what is pshat in Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy? Or the way I ask it, what is the chilek between Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy and between Dovah she'en eskaven with a psik ratio? Maisa, Dovah she'en eskaven with a psik ratio and Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy, both cases what? You have to do the Malacha. You have to. Both cases is you don't want to do the Malacha. So why is one called Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy? And therefore, we might like to review the Mishimit Vichai Yopater. And once, a case of Psychratio, and they get involved with the Orach, Nichalei, Le Nichalei, Chura should be the same thing. As I fact, that's when we shine it. So the Teretz had the case of Mishnah, in fact, Alpha Lach Hazayin, being examined from Ben Avram, Ben Rambam, quoting his father, Rambam, what is the Chilip between the two? He says, by the case of Dovashay and Eskavi, is he not Mechavim for the Melacha? I'm not Kavada for the Melacha. The case of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufo is you have Kavanah for the Malacha. However, you don't have Kavanah for the Tachlis of the Malacha. When you have Kavanah, Dov Shem Eskam, you have no Kavanah for the Malacha. Masha'in Kain, the case of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, you have Kavanah for Malacha, but not for the Tachlis of, it's Tachlis. Now, the way how to say it over, different ways to say it over, the way Meister, the Sefer Shalom says, all the Rishonim agree to this Yisoid. Everyone agrees that that's the Chilek. And to explain it, just be a dover in the simple lashonis, is that, again, take the classic cases, we really defined it by Dov Shem Eskavin, to say it over again. By Dov Shem Eskavin, the classic case of the Goyfler is a Gorek Kisei Tzachal Mito, someone takes your chair, a bench, one place to another, and he makes a chwitz in the ground with it, when it's Kisei Godel, it's Psik Ratio. What am I doing? What exactly am I doing? What am I doing taking the bench one place to another? That's in Meskavin, not one of them making the chwitz. What am I doing? You definitely ask a person, what are you doing? Taking chair one place or another. What happens? Chutz happens, but I'm not miskavim for the malacha. Therefore, what am I doing is different. Malacha she'en tzrich l'gufoy, in most case, is what I'm digging. When you ask a person, what am I doing? I'm doing the malacha. Why am I doing it for? The tachlis is different. The tachlis is different. I'm doing what for? I'm doing it for the offer, not for the guma. So dov she'en miskavim is the chilek is the what? And Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, the chilek is the why. It's a question of one's the what and one's the why. One Dov Shein Miskavin, I'm not doing the Malacha. I'm taking the bench one place to another. Ain't Miskavin for the Malacha. Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, Miskavin for the Malacha. But not the Tachlis of the Malacha. The Tachlis is for the whole. I want Mice of the offer. The Tachlis is different. That's the shat and the chilek between the two. That means again, Bia Dov Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, I'm doing the Malacha, but not the Tachlis. Now, once that's the definition of Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufoy, that I am doing the Malacha, but not the Tachlis of the Malacha, now what defines the Tachlis of the Malacha? What do you mean? What is Tachlis of the Malacha? What defines the Malacha? Why is Chayfa Gumo, I want the whole is the Tachlis, and the off is not the Tachlis? Why is that Tzad Nachash, when I want the or, is it Tachlis, and I want not to, the Nachash not to bite me is not the Tachlis? Once we give this as a definition, which everyone agrees that that's a definition, now come along the Rishonim and they argue, what is the Gedder of the Tachlis? What does it mean? Every Avadim in the Malacha, what's the Tachlis of the Malacha? That's really the Sugya of Tzadik Dalet, Tosfos over there. Tosfos Mahalacha is, what defines the Tachlis of the Malacha? We look at the Mishkan. We look at the Mishkan. Whatever the case of the Mishkan is, that's the Tachlis of the Malacha. What it was not in the Mishkan is not the Tachlis of the Malacha. And therefore, if you read Tosfos and Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh, he says, this is the Havana. Lafiza, everything's Shaper, Kol, everything's Beseder, Kula Shaper, everything's Givaldic. And it brings on 10 different cases. Mamash reading just goes case to case. Every case is Gemara. It's not really him speaking. He's just quoting Gemara's, explaining how it fits out into him. Once I have the Mahalach, that Tachlis is the Mishkan, now I'll quote you 10 cases. For example, this is how he starts off. I might see Mace. The Malach is Aitzah. The case of the Mishkan took out the Aitzah, the Chayfetz, means Mitzad, the Chayfetz, was Mitzad, why? Because Mitzad, I wanted to use it. Not Mitzad, I don't want my house to be tolerant. Not Mitzad, my house. Not Mitzad, the Mace, Mitzad, I want to use the Chayfetz. Therefore, the Tachlis in the Mishkan was not done by the Mishnah of Amitzi Mace. The second case being done at Tzah Nachosh. The case of the Mishkan was, I wanted the Nachosh, or they captured the animals, why? For the Or. My Tachlis, I'm doing it, why? I don't want it to bite me. Third case, Marcus Morrison says, the case of the Mishkan of making a Pesach a Boina is L'Hoitzi U'la Hachnis. That's the Tachlis in the Mishkan. Why am I making a Pesach over here if I don't want the art, the Aviyah to go in? I'm doing it only Lahaiti, not the way I was in the Mishkan. His fourth case, he says, the killing of Mazikim. The case the Mishkan, why I'm killing the Mazikim, I want the art. The case I'm killing the Mazikim, I don't want them to bite me. It's not the same tachlis of the Mishkan. A fourth case, a fifth case, a kaifa gumo, digging a hole. Over there, the tachlis of the Mishkan is why they want to make the hole, stick their pegs inside the hole, and want the hole to use the hole. I'm doing mitzvah the offer. That's not the tachlis of the Mishkan. The Kehina goes on, of course, 10 cases where it's not the tachlis of the Mishkan. Because once we find melacha she'en tichlu gufay, I'm doing the melacha, but not for the tachlis, the definition of the tachlis, learn that from the Mishkan. That takes the Shito. The Ramban, by Osan Daf Kavod, the Rashba, and other Rishonim, the Ran, the Baal Amor, they cite at Kavod, that Tariq Dalit, and other places, they go explain the tachlis of the Malacha differently. Not the Yisrael is totally upon the case of a Mishkan, which God of the Pnei Shul over here points out, do not tell me we have a right in places. We start off in the beginning, why is Malacha in Tichlu Gufay is Potter? We said that Malacha Masheves, and Tosfos sounds like, why is it Potter? Because it's not doing the Mishkan. The Pnei Shul don't be, no, if I can. Tosfos means, what defines Malacha Masheves, you look at the Mishkan, but the Vav is still the Ptur of Malacha Masheves. You have no right from Tosfos, the Ptur is out the Mishkan. Just what makes Malacha Masheves is the Mishkan, but the Vav, the Ptur still is Malacha Masheves. That's Tosfos. The other Rishonim say not the way. Again, the Ramban and the Rashi and the Beis Lakish say not the way. What's Yisoid? The way I say it over, you need a Ta'elis Chayuvis B'Gufa Dover. You need a positive purpose in the thing itself. In the Gufa Dover, Be'er Dover. The Ramban starts off to say his case, how he says, you take a mace out. Is there a positive thing in the Gufa Dover that you're gaining out of it? No, I now have no tum in my house. I can currently come inside. In the Gufa Dover, the mace over there, the mila is in my house. That's a melacha she'en tichlu gufay. There's no te'elis in the Gufa Dover. I'm not having enough in the thing itself. Atzel nochosh. It's not going to bite me. The regular is not going to bite me. But I don't have enough in the Gufa itself. When I want to use the herb, that's the case I'm having enough in the Gufa Dover. Kivoy. Distinguishing from the chocolates from the psilo. Having enough in the Gufa Dover. When I want to be dark in the room, it's not shalilish. I'm not having that positive enough in the Gufa Dover. I have to have a positive enough in the Gufa Dover. And that's how he goes on explaining it. He says, I give the Ispray by the Rias when I rip it. When the dagger falls upon it after a Kurei and a Taifer, you know why? Because now I'm having enough from the Ria. The Paza no, Shekain Nena. I'm having enough from the Ria itself. When I have enough from the Ria, that is the Tachlis. Malacha Shein Tugu Rufa has been the Tachlis for the Malacha. The Malacha is when I'm having enough from the Gufa Dover, not that it's not here I'm having enough. Not from the lack of the Nachash I'm having enough, lack of the Mason I'm having enough, lack of the fire having enough. That's not the case of Malacha Tzrich L'Gufay. Malacha Tzrich L'Gufay is when I fix the Ria. Oh, Gevadak, fix the Ria, the curtains. I'm having enough from the Ria, from the Gufa Dover. That's how the Ramban, the Rashba, on the Tagdal, they say it. And they write, I don't want to really explain it, but some people make a mistake. I'll explain to you, this is what it means. That's his understanding. Come on, Rashi. And Rashi says, what's his definition? Sounds like a third Malach, a Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufay. Rashi's words are that Tzadgim Obeis, the eternal of Boloi, Boloi Ha'itzaroflai. What is the definition? I didn't need it, I did not want it to happen. Didn't need it. Mace rather didn't die, rather wasn't here. Didn't need it, didn't want it to happen. Therefore, it's a Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufay. So I don't like asking questions, you know. I rather wasn't hungry to eat bread, to make bread. So every time making bread on Shabbos, it's a Malacha She'en Tzrich L'Gufay. Now what, I'd rather not do Zareah, Chayrish, and Kaitzer, and Bayer, all these things. I have bread made for me already. I didn't want that to happen. But some guy was asking me, I'd rather not have life, you know. My whole life should be Malacha Hashem. I'd rather just have Olam Haba Miyad. So the whole thing, you know. So the whole life, Malacha Hashem. So nice, it's a cute question. Kabbas tomorrow, Mrs. Kasher. Or let's see, Michelle, Mrs. Kasher. Yes, Mrs. Kasher. Yes, nice. What defines, according to Rashi, who wants all malachas, no one wants to work. Everyone just the, I know, out of the work. That's right, that's it. Everyone wants just the hanash shabai without working. So every case should be a malacha shein tichlu gufay. To return like bala, like tzach, like honey, don't want to happen, just want the pleasures of life. Maisa, we have put in this world to grow, to strive, and this change is, if I get, we should appreciate. Fine, that's ashkafa shabai. But we don't want it. But fine, even though that's what we do want it, but fine. So what's the sign of the Rashi? So there are really two mahalchim. One mahalchim is called first the Aruch Shulchan. The Aruch Shulchan says Rashi means Taisus. There's no machlokes. Taisus is the man of salary. Taisus has two pshat in Rashi. He has first from the Taisus of Amnas Livnois. Then he has a kasha from Korba Kamalsoi. Then he wants to have different pshat in Rashi. That means the whole act. They don't want even to get angry. And then he has from Apis Morris. And he has three other kashas in Rashi. He has two pshat in Rashi. The way how the Aruch Shulchan says that Rashi really means Taisus. This Rashi is explaining why it was not the tachlis of the mission. I'm not like it somewhere. This Taisus misunderstood how to understand Rashi. Rashi is not saying the definition of the tachlis. Rashi is saying, why wasn't there any tachlis? I didn't want to happen. It wasn't the tachlis of what the Mishkan wanted. David, Rashi means Taisus. Fine, it's very interesting. Rashi says it over. The Maisi, we're not suing Nafkavov and Allah, from before Shnath already, because Rashi won't work out that well in Nafkavov. Well, that's the Maisi of the Orchid Shulchan Lewis. There are the others, one is my Kevin Samishno, the Kabbalist Mormon is like the way, from the Siva Shalom. Siva Shalom, the same person who wrote Orchid Shabbos. So in the Siva Shalom, he writes the Mahalach is one of the same people who wrote Orchid Shabbos. So Rav Galvin says, the Mahalach is really Fakat, like the Ramban and the Rashba. You need to Elis Begufa Dover. We take out the Mason, not to Elis Begufa Dover. That is what Rashi Betta means. I don't want to happen, there's no Maila, I gain nothing out of this thing. What did it happen to me? I have to bury it, fine. But Mitzan Mishavoy, I don't get me. I don't get anything out of it. For me, I don't need it. I don't want it to happen. It's nothing that's the gayer to me. You're just saying the svara why, but tell my boloi, is a svara why they're not a positive outcome to go by Dover. Therefore, again, Moiti Meis, or Mapis Mursal, it's Hanachosh, there's no mile in the go by Dover. Therefore, the case of Melachosh ain't Sri Kulagufoi. So again, we have really two Mahalchim, one Melachosh ain't Sri Kulagufoi. Is it the definition which had the Mishkan, Taisus, Taisus Rosh, and others, or they could write Rishon go like the Ramban, and Rashi seems to go like really like the Ramban and Rashi different places. The side of Lachosh and Tzibu Gufoi is when you have to have a positive outcome, the Gufa Dover. Nafkimin is La Locho. And see how we pass it. We pass like Rashi, we pass like Taisus. Who do we pass like? So, one interesting Nafkimino, Kabbalist Tomorrow says that Kabbalist Tomorrow writes, I'll give you a Nafkimino. Let's say you son Nachosh Masachik boy, play with it. Well, play with it. So he says the Fitoisus has to be tapas, so you want the Ur. Do you want the Ur? No, you don't want the Ur. Therefore, the Fitoisus will be a case of Nachosh and Tzikul Gufa will be Potter. According to Rashi, I know I hear the Kasha, the Sivish Olam deals with it, and he really masking to you. But last Mice, what he writes. Mice is not the tapas of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is, I want the Ur, I don't want the Ur, I want to play with it. Rashi. He Maisei holds, I need a positive outcome, the Gufa Dover. Do I have? Yeah, I'm playing with it. I'm gaining it. I'm using it. According to Rashi, Masachimah is silly in Malchol Hashem Tzvichu Gufoi. Now you want Taino, Sai Rashi, Sai Toysis Gimi Chayu. That's what you want Taino. Maisei, the Mishnah Brua brings down the case of Tzal Nachosh, why the Sachik boy? And he says, what's the local? Potter. So according to you, it's not Rashi, not Toysis, nobody. So we have a Mishnah Brua. And the Kabbalah is tomorrow. So you have to deal with it. I don't. Now the Maisa, Mishnah says Potter. That means we have a Mishnah Brua in the case of Tzal. The Maisa Loch is Potter, and he passes like Taisus. So we have a Pasha Mishnah Brua passing like Taisus. The Mogar Rom and Simon Reisha and Ches, when he defines Loch Hashem Tzrich Lagufoi, what words he brings down? He brings down the words of Taisus. The way that Taisus Shabbos, the Eli Rafa, they said, what definition? They bring down the words of Taisus. The Archel Shulchan said, Rashi even greets the Taisus. Therefore, the numerous parts can pass like Taisus. People got him, and the Taz, and the Graz bring down the words of Rashi. So the Maisa says, what is the Mahalach? Is it Ikka Rashi? Is it Ikka Taisus? See, Mishalom, when he brings it down, he ends off, therefore you have to be Choshev for both. Not clear. Maisa, let's say we would stick to the Mishnah Brua, the Aruch HaShulchan. Then the Maisa go, the Aruch HaShulchan make clear, we pass on the Taisus. Mishnah Brua, again, the only way to understand that son not the Tzachek, only Tzach Taisus, says the Potter. A couple other Mishnah Bruas that seem to say it that way. The Mishnah Brua discusses by Geizes, when you're in the case of shearing off your the sar, you can be chayfer on Shabbos. Again, the Mogav Rama is a kasha, why chayfer? Point of view of Malachos Shein Tzibu Gufoi. The Goyin says, why? Because the Mechav passes like a Behuto. Mishibur answers, no. Really, Mechav holds is Potter. Except in this case, the definition of Geizes is in the case they wanted the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, they wanted both. Sometimes they did Geizes, Mitzah, they wanted the Cyrus. And sometimes they did Geizes because they wanted the Ur to be Naki. They want to use the Ur for the Arias. In the Mishkan was both. Geizes was sometimes inside the Cyrus. Whenever you do a Geizes, there are two things, the Cyrus and the Ur. The Mishkan, what was it? Sometimes they wanted the Tzemer, sometimes they wanted the Ur. So either one was in the Mishkan. Says the Mishnah Brua, so Geizes, you know, take a haircut? Because even in the one of Cyrus, or you make yourself beautiful in the app yourself, that wasn't the Mishkan. So Mishkan Brewer says, what's the Gedder? The Gedder is Mishkan. Second Mishkan Brewer says Mishkan. There is a Mishkan Brewer that I want to ask from. The Mishkan Brewer in Simon Shinyu test discusses the case of Barer. You think about it. Barer is, why are you taking bad from good? Yechayiv. Chayiv. Bechura, that's a Melacha She'en Tzirich L'Gufay. Every Barer, and Zara, and Merakeid, should be part of a lawsuit. As I frankly show you, the Ban, the Balamor, the Isikasha, why in the world is Barer Chayiv? Should be a Melacha She'en Tzirich L'Gufay. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you know why? Because Taisus holds the way it was in the Mishkan, defines Melacha She'en Tzirich L'Gufay. How was in the Mishkan? So the Aruch HaShulchan Taisus is Gevaldik. Aruch HaShulchan doesn't have a problem with Rashi. Rashi agrees to Taisus. Gevaldik. The Bialocha, he is the Kashi in the Bialocha. He's fair. According to Maisa, every bar is Melacha She'en Tzirich L'Gufay. What's his Kashi? If you pass him like Taisus to Bialocha, we have a right from Gaisus. And we have a right from Masachai. Pass like Taisus. What in the world is Bialocha asking a Kashi for? Sounds like the Bialocha is going like Rashi. The Chor Pshad is, because Bialocha is asking the Kashi to Shua Siakri. Look up the Yeshua Yaakov inside and he starts off. Lefi Rashi, what's the case of Melacha She'en Tzirich L'Gufay? Why is Baruch Chayiv from Melacha She'en Tzirich L'Gufay? And whatever Teretz, Maisa, you can tell me, I pass my case, it's fine, but still we have to answer Rashi. The Bialacha still can ask his Kasha. Rashi reads one of the Melacha is a Baruch. So you still have to define the Melacha according to Rashi. And you look at the Yeshua Yaakov, he's asking, Lefi Rashi, I got a problem.
But the Bialacha there ends up and makes Serufim because of that Bialacha Maisa.
Okay,
right.
Can
that? It's just asking
if she does Rashi. Fine, I can make it here. Maybe I'll add from Rashi, especially in a lot of Boyer cases, which was in the not that clear to me, even Mathmarin.
I mean, the Tariq
doesn't bother me. We learn Boyer, we'll have to answer it, but that's not that sure. Because all the Tariq had to really be making with the Tariq. Without Rashi, Betsy will be making. Without this Tariq, Betsy wants to be making. Except he says, but oh, you always have the Shuas Yak, my Malachal and Minyafal. Look in his, he quotes Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov says, if he Rashi had the Kasha. So, Be'etzim, really, Mishra Brewer, again, we see clear twice, he passes clear like Toysis. I get Yisri from Barer. He's saying, Echlami, I have to answer Barer anyway, Lefi Rashi. I have to answer Barer Lefi Rashi. You want Lam Tesla Walkers?
It's making
up for me, there's
a lot of
nice.
They're
not making up, I don't think making up for me, the father.
Yeah,
it's here for
the
Shubba Zedashim,
it's making.
Be'etzim,
the
Shubba
Zedashim
himself says,
Be'etzim,
I'm
going to
be
Machmer. And
even that, he best if he doesn't even know what your Machmed Arise is. That's he wants to. We'll learn Baruch, we had it sometime, year or two. No, okay, fine, you have Kashi's Mishnah Brua. Fine, you only, again, so you have two Kashi you have to work out. You have to work out with Sachik, you have to work out with Steer's Mishnah Brua now. Fine, that's the Pasha of the Mishnah Brua. Paschim, again, that the local Baruch is, I'm sorry, the local is like Taisvis, and I'm sure Mazel, that we pass like Taisvis, that's the definition of local change to the Magufai, and the diamond to the Mishkim. Adkan, that's really Melacha She'en Tzirich L'Gufay. Now come along our sugya, and we'll start going a little bit through our sugya, and again, we have to see the Rishonim and see how it's all building from our sugya. Chod, Machlag is Rashi over here, and Tois over here, and our sugya is all the Shittasai. All the Shittasai. Rashi says in Achavav, that what is the Machlagis of Yechon and Rav Avu, that Gufa is the Machlagis of Yehuda and of Shimon. Now first Taisus comes along and makes a kasha, you don't understand. That's good when the machlokes of Yosef can come along and say, "Quote, come love Haroi, go to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah not learn it if you want to learn it, so I'm confident of Haroi." Telling a person it's not a Mishnah, because I hold a Gib Shimon, tell me it's not a Mishnah. So, just the way I'm beginning, Shlom answers, the grandfather of Yeshua, or Betzim, who really the ritual points it out, don't tell him a Shaskim it's not true. Tell him, don't learn out Yeshiva, we pass like a Yudah. Not telling him it's a mistake. You can say what you want, but say it outside, not here. We hold like a Yehuda and not like a Shimon. Book Tana Avroi. Don't say Bashat, keep quiet. Ain't a mission, don't learn it here. Not saying it's not MS. Your price, it could be MS. And if you want to learn it here, learn it like a Yehuda. But not you saying it's not MS. That really answers twice the question. Twice is asking, what do you mean, why is Bashat Kinloi? Mike said, since you, Ravu, hold like a Shimon, tell you Bashat Kinloi. Not sure. I'm telling you, don't say anything. We hold like a Yehuda.
And other answers. It is a Mishnah.
No, that's Rabbi Yochanan still speaking. That Ibn Sayyid is still Rabbi Yochanan. Even if you want to learn in my yeshiva, learn it like Rabbi Shimon still. Tell the Kabbalah of Lafaroi. Learn it like Yehuda still. I'm sorry, look at Yehuda still. Oh, that's Pshat Gemara. That's Gemara. This, even while you learn, want to learn it, Rabbi Yochanan speaking, not Rabbi speaking.
So
we don't
pass
it like that. No, we do. If it's Rabbi Yehuda. We do. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, we do. Now, Mashi is very good and weird. The Amun got to pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. But not like the Sugi Rashi, you know. Very strange. don't let him take it outside. We don't pass like a Shimon. So we have really a Yechon who is a Rebbe of Ravu, his own Rebbe, he told him to take it outside. He's very stark, but Yehuda is a lawful Amaisa. This could be a very good reason why the Ram passed like a Yehuda and the lawful Shem 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 Rashi, the Havana Shavoi, is that he, the where's the Maimokim Ravu disagree? Ravu is saying that what I paskin like a Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan says I paskin like a Yehuda. Now where's, therefore Ravu says, according to Rabbi Shimon, it must be, Rashi explains, the Machlokes of Locha Shein Tzuch Lagufoi depends upon Kilkul B'Chaburo. This Kilkul B'Chaburo is telling Locha Shein Tzuch Lagufoi. Now Rashi is listening to Tosfoi. Since the definition of Locha Shein Tzuch Lagufoi, the Tachlis, must be in the Gufa Dover, every chavolo and every avoro can never be a tachlis in the guf hadover. We'll never have such a case. When you burn wood, it's for the food. It's not for the wood. When I do chavolo to a person, it's again, it's or do the case of mila, it's not for the guf hadover, it's something else. Every case, when I do it, Rashi said, I can't find the case. Once I hold a kibshim and lokal shin zim rufoi, in the guf hadover, it'll always end up being a case of a kilkul, b'mar shav. According to Taisi, not true. Every time I burn wood, where's Malachim Shem Gufoi? That's how it was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, well, that was the case. And how was every case of that was Havara. That was Tilu Shama, that is the case. According to Taishvah, the Gemara is asking, really, the case of Mila is a case of Kelkel. The case of Havara, that's coined the case of Kelkel. The asking is Mila Havara. According to Rashi, no, the whole Malacha is not Shai. Give me a Malacha of Havara and Chavala, that's not a Kelkel. Because it has to be Gufa Dover. That's a Rashi Lashutasa says, I can't, there was Tully Zebazem. Once Malacha Shaitim Gufa means that to us we give a Dover like the Amban, I can't find such a case. Therefore, it must be, he holds Kilkul B'chavur is Chayim. That's Rashi. Taisha says, no, the Machlok is over here, has nothing to do with the Machlok to Yehuda Meshimen. Forget, Sai Rebavu and Sai Meshimen, Sai Rebavu and Sai Meshimen, Paskin like Meshimen. They're both on Indra Meshimen. Rebavu holds you do not need any ticket, and my Mokum is from Milo. And the Yehuda holds you need a ticket, Sass. And if Yehuda holds you need a tikkun gomer, tikkun gomer. And where's the ma'amokim of this machlokes? Rashi says, Lois Barish Heichu, where's the ma'amokim? Ma'amokim is Mocha Shein Tzuch Lagufoi. Lishutasoi. Taisus, his last line, said, no, I got it from Kabbalah. Echanami. We have no Mishnah, we have no Braisa. Maybe the Braisa that we lost, we have no ma'amokim. It's not totally dependent upon it. Taisus Lishutasoi says, Kabbalah. We know we have machlokes, Kilkul B'Chaburo. We know we have such a machlokes. The Ramban is the third Mahalach. Again, I'm just saying it now, and hopefully they'll see it inside. We'll get back to it on Sunday. But here's the third Mahalach. He understands Malacha Shein Tzuch Lagufoi is the Yisoid to Elis B'Guf HaDover. Yet he learns Pshat in the Sugya like Tosfos. I mean, he took both ends of the spectrum, except with a knach to it. Really, Sarev Yehuda, Sarev Abba, and Sarev Yechon is arguing Inu of Shimon. Inu of Shimon like Tosfos. Ravu holds, when there's no Tikkun, we'll have Milo. You'll be chayiv. If you're an old deal, with a ticking sass, you'll be chayiv. What? And then it makes it tzricha lagufoi. Tosfos is saying that we have the machlokes of Ravu and the Yerchanan is you need any ticking or ticking sass. And when you have ticking sass, makes it what? Tikkun. Ramban says the same words as Tosfos and says therefore when you have ticking sass, makes it what? Tzricha lagufoi. Makes it tzricha lagufoi. Napshat is that Tosfos says, sorry, each group has nothing to do with that circuit. Tosfos has nothing to do with it. He has a kash of Sola B'Potter. He says it's Isur. No, nothing to do with that sugya. The Ramban says it's Mamash sugya. We need a tikkun sas. What are you tikkun sas for? Not means that Kilkul and tikkun. The tikkun sas make it Tzrich L'Gufoi. To make it Tzrich L'Gufoi. Once you have tikkun sas, that is Tzrich L'Gufoi. And he goes on explaining. He says Yisoid. Again, we're saying you have to have a Nob B'Guf HaDovah. That's the Ramban Shita. He says Yisoid with certain malachas. He says, you have to take one more step now. Again, we had one step. Malacha Shein Tzuch Lagufoi. What's the definition? The Tachlis of Malacha. One. A second step. What find the Tachlis of Malacha? We have Tosfos, Asa Mishkan, and the other Yishanim has to be Guf HaDover. Now, third step. Define Guf HaDover now. What defines Guf HaDover? What is Guf HaDover? Come along the Ramban and says, for example, he quotes four Malachas. That by the case we do Zer, in the case of Bar, in the case of Chavolo, in the case of Mechavo, got the full case. But in the case of Zer, Bara, and Chayvel, what is the Malacha? For example, Bara, or Geizes, that's fourth case, Geizes. He says, the Malacha is not the here, and the Malacha by Geizes is not the body, the upper body. The Malacha is separating Afrodo. I'm saying over how we have a stipend, Simim Aleph, Mervav explains the Ramban. The Maisa is separating one to another. That is what the Malacha is. Separating. That means, says Ramban, explaining, therefore, if I have a Maila in any side the Sar, and side the Guf, that's Guf HaDavar. Because the Malacha is separation, Afrodo. That's not the Malacha as I have here. The Malacha is Afrodo. By Chavala, it's Afrodo. By Bur, it's Afrodo, separation. Now by separation, that means, what is the Malacha? You look at the total package. The Malacha is not the Sar, the Malacha is not the Guf. The Malacha is separate one from another. Says Ramban, if I have a Maila one or the other, that is Elis Buk, Guf HaDavar. That means when I have a Cyrus, and I want to take off and want to use the wool, fine, I have to tell us to give a dove of the Cyrus. When I want to meap the goof of the person, I tell us to give a dove of the person. Because the Malacha is taking the whole person, separating one from another. So the same thing by Chavolah. What's Chavolah? Damo Nefesh taking out of a person. Separating one from another. When the Gemara says I need taking sas, either one, either the Tzarech Kalboy or beside a person, either one is enough to make a case of Tzarech Gufoy. One or the other make a case of Tzarech Gufoy. Because the Malacha is separating one from another. Boyer, Pselis Ma'ichel is separation. That's the definition of Malacha. Now, if one mitzvah the Eichel or mitzvah the Pselis, either one, it's enough to Machayim because either side is Nichel, the Malacha. Malacha is separating two sides. Therefore, we said, like, once it's Sarf Tikkun, once you have a Tikkun Sass, that makes it what? Makes it Tzrichel Gufay. You took the Pshav Pesvis, but nothing to do with Tikkun. You took the Havana Rashi and the Pshav Pesvis. I made a third mahalach over here that when I have a tzarech sas, it makes it tzrichel gufoy. Like the mice and the maila have over here beside the dam is the afrodish one, and I want one side of it. Just as one more aspect, one more shita, which also the Balamor also somehow did that. He took Ramban and he took Rashi and Taisi made it together. But he got a son mitzah barer mitzah tzur. He says all malachas she in tzrichel gufoy according to Shimon is potter, except he says. Except by Boyer Bezerer. Fine, Yeshua Siakam, not the Esk of Sol, and all Malachas Bichayim. It comes out, we ask, what's Halacha Boyer? Any Boyer should be a Malacha Shein Tzrichel Gufoy. What's the Teretz? The Balmar says, it is a Malacha Shein Tzrichel Gufoy, but this one is Chayfan. The Rabban's Teretz is, no, the Maisa is Afrod, but either side is not the Machayim you want. Taisus Teretz is, Dumi and Tervishkun. And the Bialacha still has this Kashi, doesn't like any of these two of them. He has his own Malach. So that's Bekitzer, and we'll get back to the end on Sunday to go through to see the whole thing that involved at least 10 or 15 different machlokes and call each one, they're all the shittosai between Rashi and Taisus, or really Taisus versus Ramban. How to learn the sigil, nafkamina, if a mitzvah is created, tzichel gufoy, again, different nafkaminas with makor from the machlokes is, but it's all built upon what's the definition of malacha shein tzichel gufoy, and how do you define a malacha, therefore lead to machlokes one together of kilkul b'chaburo, and then also how do we paskin by kilkul b'chaburo? Do you pass him Torah from Kabbalah itself before it? Or not? Or what are you passing that way for?
Yeah.